My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District. He joins me now to talk about a number of key issues, especially as the House gets ready to pursue passage of its budget blueprint for fiscal year 2015, which the House Budget Committee promises will balance within 10 years. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, and I appreciate you allowing me to be on there.
Obviously, keeping the fiscal house in order is something that American voters have whatever political stripe generally expect, and most are generally frustrated with the way it's gone in recent years. So how optimistic are you about the budget blueprint from House Republicans here, and how optimistic do you think the American people ought to be about it?
Question number one, I'm very optimistic about it, you know, and I was one of those Americans that was fed up with what's going on, and I was just fed up to the point where I ran for Congress and got elected because I was tired of kicking the proverbial can down the road and that problem's getting solved. And so with this budget, the American people should be excited because it does cut $5.5 trillion in spending over the next 10 years, and it does that without raising taxes, and it gives us an off-ramp for the Affordable Care Act, i.e. Obamacare, and it repeals all the taxes that are associated with that. So this is something, it's a blueprint of where we're going, and, you know, if people will remember CRs or continuing resolutions that this body has operated on over the last 5-10 years. This gets away from that so that we can do regular order where we do authorizations and then we do appropriations appropriately so that we spend the American taxpayer money the way they're supposed to and we can do the reforms that we can in the different programs.
Let's talk about a couple of the points you just raised there, Congressman. First of all, $5.5 trillion in cuts over the next decade. How much of that is actual cuts from where we are right now, and how much of that is reductions in projected increases in spending?
You know, and that's where the smoke and mirrors comes in there. There will be actual reduction in the majority of that. And then if we tie this into the SGR fix that's going to come up with a complete repeal of the sustainable growth rate, that will help reform and make solvent Medicare for all generations ahead because it's a permanent fix to it. And so, you know, you're at a point in time in history where we are right now where things have been, you know, mismanaged, can kick down the road. And at some point, you have to say enough's enough, put in the tough reforms, and then move forward without raising taxes. So, you know, each Congress from here on out will have the ability to change things. This is a roadmap so we can start making those reforms now. And if we stay true to our word, and stay on point, you'll see the real savings in this.
You've raised a couple of issues now related to the cost of health care. One was Obamacare, which you say there's an off-ramp for. Describe that. In addition to the repealing of Obamacare-related taxes, what do you mean by the off-ramp for this?
The off-ramp is it repeals it 100%. In addition, it repeals all the taxes. There's over 20 taxes associated with that. And it puts in place health care reform, like insurance sold across state lines for increased competition. It incentivizes to do the things that we want people to do through tax incentives to be able to write off your health insurance if you're an individual and you're paying for your own insurance. It'll incentivize you to do that by giving you the tax credit like your employer gets for having a policy that he has for his employee. He gets to write off the cost of that insurance. If you're an individual, you haven't been able to do that. So now you'll be able to write that off. In addition, it increases health savings account, the amount of money you can put in there. And there again, you're incentivizing what you want people to do. You want people to be responsible for them and their family's health care. So we can help do that with our tax laws.
Some folks may be listening to this and say, okay, this blueprint is for the next fiscal year. President Obama will still be president, which means he's not likely to go along with a repeal of the entire program or even of individual taxes here. So how practical, how realistic is this that it'll actually happen?
Well, you know, this is politics, and things take a while to change. And if you look at Obamacare, it started with Hillary care in the 1990s. They stayed on point, and they kept pushing and pushing and pushing it. Well, unfortunately, we're here now where it is here. And if you think how that got passed in the 2009-2010 Congress, it got passed with not one Republican support. Nobody voted Republican on it. And it was passed with, we have to pass it, see what's in it, pass it to see how it's going to work. To me and to the American people, that's legislative malpractice. This is bad for the country. And then when they talk about how great it's been, What they don't tell you is the people that have signed up with it, over 59% of those people have been pushed into Medicaid, overburdening a social program that's about to go broke. And then there was 4 million people or more that have lost their insurance either through their employer or got canceled that got pushed into Medicaid. So it's smoke and mirrors on the numbers that they're saying that's such a great success. No, it's not. And it's let's get back to the private enterprise and make the common sense reforms that allow people and incentivize people to do those actions that you want people to do, and that's be responsible for their health care and their families.
A couple more questions for Florida Congressman Ted Yoho. Sir, you also mentioned that you believe Medicare is going to be put on a solid footing for the foreseeable future. A lot of folks have been worried that that's been teetering on the brink of insolvency for a while. What's happening and what gives you great confidence that that's essentially going to be taken care of here?
Point number one, it is on the sea of insolvency, and that's according to the Brookings Institute, the Heritage Foundation, and the Kennedy School of Business. They all say the same thing. You know, you have liberals and conservative people saying that, and even the Congressional Research Service. And Congress has tried to reform that, and they said they fix it every year. And for I think that's been done 17 times where they've made a, they call permanent fix in quotations, but yet we have to vote on it every year, and it creates havoc in the marketplace and uncertainty. With the SGR fix coming up, it does a 100% repeal of the sustainable growth rate and gets government out of price fixing on the doctor side, and it incentivizes doctors to have good outcomes and keep costs down. And so the unfortunate thing is we people in government, people in Congress, have allowed this to be kicked down the road to where the fix is going to be roughly $175 billion that we've got to come up with savings. But the savings over the course of the next 10, 15 years will be in the trillions of dollars to the American taxpayers. Plus, it makes Medicare solvent for future generations.
And finally, two very quick questions back on spending. A lot of times when the blueprint's been done, it kind of pushes the cuts to the back end of the decade. And when we get to that back end of the decade, they get pushed back to the next to the end of the next decade.
Exactly.
So how does this budget approach that?
Well, again, when you kick the can down the road and you can't go through the authorizations and the appropriations like you're supposed to because you're bound by something that was agreed on 5 or 10 years ago, and you do continuing resolution spending, this budget brings us back to that process we call regular order, and that's what we got sent up here for, to stop kicking the can down the road. And what that means is you go through your appropriation process, and then you go through your authorization process and then appropriations, and you make the common sense reforms to these programs that we know are unsustainable. And it's like, at what point do you say enough's enough and it's time to fix it? And that's what this budget does. And the American people ought to be happy that Congress is finally doing this. It's something that should have been done. Is it the perfect budget? Absolutely not, but it's going in the right direction, and it'll make the needed reforms.
And lastly, sir, the last time we spoke was right after the big fight over whether or not to include funding for the president's immigration program.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
In Homeland Security, what does this budget do on that front?
It won't touch that. I mean, that's already taken care of. That money's in place. As far as the illegal action of this president that Judge Haynen said or ruled in January, he can't go forward on anything with illegal amnesty until the courts decide. And hopefully our goal is to bring up common sense, responsible immigration reform so that we don't have this debate next year or 5 years from now that it's fixed.
But as of the budget for next year, House Republicans have funding for the president's program in there.
Well, that'll come up again in September, you know, when we reauthorize spending for government, and we'll have that discussion then. This budget just this is the budget for next year that we're working on so we can go ahead and finish our authorizations this year and appropriations. But we'll have to refund the government in September, and you know those fights will come up because that's DHS runs out of money in September, and so we'll have to have that debate and discussion again.
We'll look forward to that, and of course having you back even before that, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.